The launch of the first manned mission and the construction of China's new space station is being declared a success.
The Long March 2F rocket has sent the Shenzhou 12 manned spacecraft into a preset orbit. Solar panels on the spacecraft have been unfolded and are working normally. The launch of Shenzhou 12 has been declared a success.
The Shenzhou 12 spacecraft blasted off shortly after 9 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, Beijing time, with astronauts Nie Haisheng, Liu Boming, and Tang Hengbo on board. They'll conduct a series of tasks in the Tianhe core module over the coming 3 months. China's space station is expected to be completed next year. For that to be accomplished, 8 more missions, including 3 crewed ones, will be launched over the coming months. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin have held their first summit, with the two leaders agreeing to hold talks on nuclear arms control. Putin says the summit was constructive and that there was no hostility during the talks in Geneva. The two leaders also agreed to return their nation's ambassadors to their posts after they were mutually withdrawn in March. The move happened after the U.S. accused Russia of meddling in the 2020 U.S. presidential elections. Biden says the tone of the face-to-face meeting with the Russian president was positive. Ukraine, cybersecurity, and imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny were among the issues discussed without any agreements being reached. Biden says they have now established a clear basis on how they intend to deal with the U.S.-Russia relationship, stressing that there's still a lot of work to be done. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to make June 19th the 12th federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery in the nation.
On this vote, the yeas are 415 and the nays are 14. The bill is passed.
Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned that they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April of 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved black people until June 19th. It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was created in 1983. The bill now goes to President Joe Biden's desk to be signed into law. European Union members have agreed to recommend a gradual lifting of coronavirus travel restrictions on tourists entering the EU from the United States. The move was adopted during a meeting in Brussels on Wednesday. Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo says he's looking forward to the resumption of travel, but urged caution.
We have been separated across the Atlantic for too long due to the pandemic. The fact that travel picks up again shows that the vaccination approaches are working on both sides of the Atlantic.
In addition to the U.S., the EU representatives also added North Macedonia, Albania, Serbia, and Lebanon to the travel list. The EU travel recommendation is non-binding, and national governments have authority to set their own entry conditions. Roger Federer failed to reach the Halle Open quarterfinals for the first time. The Swiss squandered one set lead and allowed Félix Auger-Aliassime to make a comeback win in the second round. The 20-year-old Canadian player says it's an honor to play and defeat his childhood idol. Auger-Aliassime next faces American qualifier Marcos Chiron, who rallied to beat Jan-Lennard Struff in three sets.